situation in Libreville and Gabon is increasingly becoming normal, as we may say, and we hope this will improve day by day. We have been sparing no effort to contribute to that.
Regarding the UN role in this post-electoral crisis, what did you do already to try to help the parties to solve the situation, the crisis?
Well, I have been in permanent contact with both parties and also with international partners to help contribute to ease the tension. For instance, when the headquarters of Mr. Ping were assaulted by the security forces, I was able to go to the president, to the government, and also to Mr. Ping himself. And thanks to that shuttle diplomacy, we were able to get both who were detained there at the headquarters to be released.
So we know that yesterday the Constitutional Court and Mr. Ping introduced an appeal regarding the elections. So the Constitutional Court has a few days to decide. Are you confident about the next days and the decision of the Constitutional Court?
Well, I would like to hail this decision by the parties who appealed to the Constitutional Court. And I am hopeful that the Constitutional Court will work in a spirit which is in line with democratic aspirations of the people of Gabon today, and particularly the necessity to have a free and fair consideration for the appeal which has been made, so that the decision taken by the Constitutional Court